Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods in the Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smith. I really wish people would show up. You know what I mean? It throws my rotation off.
We should make, like, cardboard cutouts of all of us.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
That would be kind of cool.
At least it would feel like Smitty.
We could drag the Meghan Trainor cutout that's in the lobby in.
Can we just do that anyway?
That would be pretty cool to
Richard
have.
Richard has a strange fascination with Meghan Trainor and that cardboard cutout. It's just, there's some pictures that if he ever makes me mad, we'll probably find them find their ways on the interwebs of him doing lewd things to a Meghan Trainor cutout.
And of course, we got Meghan Trainor.
She's kind of quiet right now, but you know what I'm saying. Sweet girl. Sweet like sugar. Anyway, you know what? Smitty and Breezy can't make it. Smitty's under the weather, and they're a package deal. So Smitty and Breezy is not here this week. But we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on up in Portland, Maine?
So I thought you were going to go to O-Town, but no.
No, Maine. I feel like we've done that before.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't give the real Northeast, like New England. You know.
That's where the lobsters are. Isn't that where they filmed Jaws?
I don't
know. No, that was Massachusetts, wasn't it?
Universal Studios.
One of those.
Universal Studios. Just saying.
Whatever. And that's the reason I'm a car guy, not a geography teacher, you know?
Yeah,
that's right.
Just saying. You having problems setting your points? I'm your man. You want to know where Albuquerque is? Probably not your man.
It's in New Mexico.
Hell, I've never been to the old one, you know?
Exactly.
But anyway, I didn't even know they came out with a new one. So anyway. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about burnouts and the history of the burnout. So, we talked about the history of the burnout. We've had through some burnout stories. Talked about Richard doing burnouts in his driveway. We talked about doing burnouts and pitching forwards. We talked about in Tennessee at car shows. You know, I mean, and I really think they got it wrong. They said it came from drag racing. I think it started before that, though.
I would say so.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can see the Fonz doing burnout.
Before sanctioned drag racing.
You're
the one that told me, you know, when did the first drag race happen?
When the second car was made. Built. Exactly. And I stand with that still. So, you know what I mean? I don't think Henry Ford was doing a lot of burnouts. But, shortly after. I'm just saying. I think it's a good thing.
He made the V8, you know.
You know, technically... Yeah. He didn't make it. I mean, he helped develop it. He brought it to production.
Yes, he brought it to production.
The flathead V8. Romping 85 horsepower.
Yeah, but that was a lot back then.
It was. You know, I guess. I don't know. And you can make some serious power with them now. That's the crazy thing. You can make, like, crazy power with a flathead Ford. Unreliable power.
They sound good.
They do sound good.
Especially when you put a supercharger on them.
You know how you make an old Ford sound even better? You put a Chevrolet motor in it. That's how you do it.
No, the old Ford flatheads, they do sound good on their own.
Until you had one spitting water out from under the heads and running hot.
Oh, yeah, they're known for that.
Funniest story ever. My dad bought a 48 Ford, all original. It was absolutely gorgeous. Coupe, black, white insides, mohair interior. Absolute, just a beautiful, original car. And my dad was talking about, boy, that thing is so nice. And him and my mom drove to get ice cream 2 miles down the road. He brought it back. This thing is steaming out from under the hood, antifreeze spitting out behind head bolts, everything else on this thing. Needless to say, that was the first and last flathead my father ever messed with. Like, he said, now I know why they put small block Chevrolets in these things. Yeah. Because they're better.
If you got something that works, I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, small Chevys work in anything.
Really?
I've seen them in Volkswagens.
I'll have to.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen small block Chevrolets virtually in every car ever made.
Porsche 911s, that was a pretty big thing there back in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, or Jags.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You make a better car. I would rather have a Jag with a Chevrolet motor in it, hands down.
Yeah, they should have just done that.
You know, if Jaguar teamed up with Chevrolet, like Lister or something back in the day, if they had teamed up with Chevrolet and said, hey, will you put the LT1 in the 90s in the Jag? I mean, I know they still make Jags today, but I mean, like, they wouldn't have the reputation. Like, they would still be on the road today.
Right, right. You'd see old Jags.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth.
I'm with you.
And you talk about a burnout machine?
Absolutely. Got the inboard brakes and the independent suspension.
You talk about doing burnouts with class?
I love the styling of the old Jags. They did have some really nice styling.
I love the old Jags. I love them. I love them. So I got a funny story about Jags. All right. So there's this Porsche collector up in North Carolina. This guy was a retired physician from California, McClinton, collecting Jags all his life. And I'm talking about he had prototypes. He had old dealership signs. Like, this guy had all kinds of stuff. Like display engines and things that were like at, you know, big trade shows and like Jaguar, you know, books and designs and blueprints and like cars for days. Well, he passed away and his wife sold his entire collection to one man. And they literally trucked Jags out of this man's garage for weeks.
Dang. Wow.
That's how many Jags he had, running and not running, different, you know, condition, all the way across. He had some really nice ones, you know, XKEs, I mean, like really rare cars. And I mean, even up to like the XJs and things like that, he had those. And it was so funny, they thought they were done, and the wife said, well, you got one more car left. And you're like, man, we've cleaned the building out. And she said, no, it's in the garage. This is his favorite. He drove it every day. And there was a red 1990 Jaguar XJ. And the reason I know so much about this car is actually on eBay. I tried to buy it. It's got a body kit on it and BBS wheels. Gold BBS wheels.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of that thing.
And this has been about 2 years ago, but it's got gold BBS wheels on it. And, I mean, like, this thing, like, you know, it's like nine, like Don Johnson, if he owned a Jaguar XJ, this is what it would look like. That car had a body kit on it, and it was bright red, tan top, tan leather guts. They opened the hood on it, and it had a small block Chevrolet in it.
That's why I drive it every day.
It's a damn good car, that's why. But anyway, it was for sale on eBay, and I tried to buy it for $3,500. And like I gave myself a number. I would not go over 35, but I just thought it was so cool, the story behind it. And it went up to like 4,500. It ended up it's selling for, but you know what I'm saying. But like, and I remember the coolest part of the story was I was actually talking to the guy that bought all these Jags, and he has a big Jag restoration like facility somewhere, and I don't even remember exactly where the car was at, but it was out, you know, in the Midwest. That whole geography thing. But anyway, it's out in the Midwest somewhere. But he was talking about he let his guys use that car as like a runner. And he said, dude, this is like the best car ever. He said, we drive it everywhere. And he said, you talk about a burnout, you know? Like, I mean, it had like a TPI, like a IROC 350 in it.
It's a shop truck.
Yeah, and that was like their runner. And they decided finally to sell it so they could buy a real pickup truck.
Not very practical. It's a shop truck, huh?
Yeah, that damn truck only holds so much, you know?
A small box.
You ever try to get a 55-gallon drum of motor oil in the back in the trunk of an XJ?
I don't think you can fit the roof of an XJ in the trunk of an XJ.
No. But anyway, that was a cool little car, though. Tried to buy it. Deal fell through. But you talk about another good burnout machine. That would be a good one.
Absolutely.
So if you were going to do this ultimate burnout competition, what would you build, Kobe?
Oh, like
we're going professional burnout, whatever you call it.
I would probably have to go with like, I don't know, something like a. I think it would be cool to get a Gremlin with like a big pro mod motor in a Gremlin. I don't know why.
In a Gremlin?
Yes. Would that not look cool as points?
I like where your mind's at, but that's a pretty short wheelbase.
I don't like.
Well, that's neither what they're, one, they're okay. All going for short wheelbase. That's the thing. So you can do them easy 360s and stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, let's take a commercial break because we're going to get into this a little deeper. Easy 360s is something we got to talk about. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking all about burnouts this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on in Richmond, Virginia?
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So now we're talking about this professional drag racing, and we left off, or not professional draggers, professional burnouts. I can't even wrap my mind around this.
I never thought I'd see the day.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, like skinny jeans and this, just
and $7 bottle of waters.
That's just nuts. I can taste the difference in a $7 bottle of water. I can. I mean, I can. It tastes classy. You know what I mean? Like I like my bottled water to be bottled by virgins in a third world country. To me, it just makes it taste better.
I'm not touching that.
I ain't either.
I'm just saying.
Let's go back to burnouts.
But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's experience, and you can taste it. You know. But anyway, so we're talking about professional burnouts. You're talking about building a Gremlin with a Pro Mod motor in it.
Tube chassis, that's the way they're doing it. Yep.
And so you could do easy 360s.
Easy 360s.
You would do easy 360s.
That thing would do easy backflips. I wouldn't get out of the damn electric chair to ride in that.
It would be fun
for a split second. Yeah, until you die.
Yeah, but, hey, that's what they, like, I watched a video.
Do you get extra points if you die?
No, but one of these guys even did a Nissan.
He gets a bonus 10 points.
He even did a Nissan Pulsar with, like, a Pro Mod motor in it. A Nissan Pulsar.
I don't even know how that's logistically possible.
I will Google it.
I had a Pulsar watch.
Well, you'd have to take the A-pillars and the windshield and stuff out.
Yeah. I don't think it's a Pulsar anymore. He has a tube chassis with Nissan emblems on it.
What would you build, Richard?
Well, I'm trying to be a little bit more sensible. I would want a little bit of wheelbase.
Walking into a burnout competition.
You gotta be sensible.
And being sensible.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't even know.
I'm in it to win it, man. I'm thinking like a duster or something. You know, still a small car, still lightweight, still tube chassis, still put your Pro-Mod motor in it, but you're not just going to be spinning around uncontrollably. Well, I mean, you still probably are, but with a little bit more of a
level. Do you want to control what's uncontrolled?
I don't want to be in a Gremlin with 3,000 horsepower. And I like Gremlins.
Hell, I don't want to be in a Gremlin, period.
I do.
I would have a Gremlin with a
coming from the man with a Murata.
I would trade the Murata for a nice Gremlin.
If it ran.
Yeah, after run. It would have to run.
I honestly believe. At one point, I really didn't think you could get much worse, and then you start talking this trash.
It's meant to be.
We're going to put you on the prayer list.
A Gremlin's meant to be.
It hurts my heart. So you're telling me you'd build a Gremlin, Richard build a Duster. You know what?
I've got a pretty good idea where this is going.
I tell you, the perfect burnout machine. C4 Corvette. I'd probably put me a 9-inch Forger in under it because I could see half shafts flying out. But I could do something like that. Do a C4 Vet.
You would have to have some Pro-Mod motor in it.
I'd just build a Pro-Mod Vet and be done with it.
Yeah, you can do burnouts.
You can do burnouts, but I don't know if you'd be 360 in it with 3.5s in the front. So that's crazy. You can't steer this thing.
Steer with the throttle, I guess.
No, because if you back out, you lose points.
That is true. You got it.
I'd want to set the crew. Like, I'd put crews on this thing. Like,
set the crews.
Wow.
Set the crews.
You know what I mean? Like jam a stick between the accelerator pedal and the seat, you know.
And something bail legit. Out. Just bail out.
That's insane, though. This blows my mind. This is a recipe for – this is not going to go well.
This doesn't seem safe.
It is not – it will not go away.
They've got to have kill switches in them of some type to shut them down.
I hope so. Like –
like monster trucks, you know, where they can shut them off, they go crazy.
I would probably think there is somewhere. I mean, I don't know the logistics of it all yet because I've been talking to my buddy in North Carolina that's building one, but he never really said, you know, like what it all comes down to.
Seems like there would be an outrageous risk of fire.
There's an outrageous risk of anything. Okay. These guys right here, that's those crazy Aussies. That's an Australian car.
Yeah, look at this thing.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, see, you see that? That's like a friggin', what you call it?
It's a Vauxhall.
Yeah, that too. And
with like a $4,000 or 4,000 horsepower.
What in the world kind of air intake is that?
That's a ProMod.
It looks like an alien.
No, that's a ProMod like supercharger.
Yeah, it's a supercharger, right?
That's probably 4,000 plus horsepower.
Hanging off of it.
It looks like it's like a top fuel dragster.
It looks like
scooter.
ET. Yeah.
A little bit, but carbon fiber.
Yeah, if ET was made out of carbon fiber.
but you know what I'm saying. But yeah, that's what they're slinging around.
That's psychotic.
Would you like to die in a Vauxhall?
No.
I didn't even know that was a car until 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, it's not a good car.
That doesn't give me a good feeling. Like, you know, we're doing this wrong.
Well, and I don't like that the wheels on that are set inboard.
Well, they do it because they can put small tires on it so it could, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's the opposite of stability.
But it's 360, yo.
Yeah, what do you need? What do you need stability for?
So you don't die.
You don't need training wheels on your.
But that's what it looks like it has.
I'm telling you. The chicks dig it.
Okay, here, Richard. Here's you another one.
Okay, see, this is another one of those wild Aussie rides. I can tell this already.
I don't know what that is.
That thing's like the size of a Yugo.
It looks smaller. I thought it was a Subaru Justy, but it's not.
It looks like it, though.
It's kind of like the size of a Yugo with 4,000 horsepower motor.
That just ain't right. I mean, just, but a professional burnout. Would you watch this?
I'm gonna go watch it at least once just to.
Would you give $20 to sit in the audience and inhale this for hours?
I view this kind of like Dragon with the mini trucks. Like, if I can stand around and drink beer and that's going on, then I'm going to think it's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure alcohol is going to have to be involved in this somewhere.
I'm pretty sure that alcohol is involved in the origination of this in some way.
Like, I mean, you know, I mean, I just see a really big waste of resources here. You know what I mean? Like, you're putting a $100,000 motor in a $100 car with a $30,000 frame under it to go in circles.
Yeah, like, it would make sense more.
Chase your tail, literally.
Yeah, if you were using, like, ProMod cars that you raced ProMod and just going out and doing burnouts and donuts in them, that would be one thing. But they're actually building these cars for this purpose, and I don't understand it.
I don't either. No, that's nuts. I mean, just I can't wrap my mind around. It's like commercial breaks. It's like we get going, gotta stop.
They keep coming.
We're going around in circles, and we're just spinning around. Stop. We got a commercial break every time, guys. Hang tight. We're talking about professional burnouts right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to a place near and dear to my heart, Cadillac, Nebraska.
That just sounds like a pimp town.
Wouldn't that be a cool place to be?
Down in Lackville, you know.
You would have to own a Cadillac to live in Cadillac, Nebraska.
That better be a rule.
I know.
How would you like to be the Chrysler dealership in Cadillac, Nebraska?
I would not like that.
Just saying. I mean, that's
downhill. Or the Ford dealership.
Does Chrysler still make cars?
Or the Mitsubishi. You know what I'm saying.
Mitsubishi.
One of those. Pontiac. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, we're talking about automotive burnouts, not just I've got to clarify that because I feel weird when I say it.
You kept saying professional burnouts, and I'm like, well, I get called that about 4 times a week.
No, we're talking about,
and he's been
we're talking about burnouts
years?
With your car, spinning the rear tires of your car.
Does it have to be the rear tires?
It doesn't have to be the rear tires. I guess in professional
you could burnout, get, whatever. You could get like a 77 Eldorado with a 500 in it. And,
now, that would be a fun burnout machine.
That would be a smoke show right there.
I'm just, well, probably out the back and the front, but you know what I'm saying. But yeah, I mean, so we're talking about this professional burnout thing. You know, and these guys are building these big budget cars to do this.
Big
it's almost
budget.
Like an exhibition thing. I mean,
it is.
I mean, like, I don't see Pennzoil sponsoring this.
They already do.
Really?
Yes, sir.
They have sponsors?
They got mega sponsors.
I can see, like,
that's where the money's leaving NASCAR to go to this.
Pretty much, I think.
I could see, like, Monster Energy or something like that.
Yeah,
they're doing it. Like, no, there is, like, a lot of mega sponsors.
Like a Colombian drug lord financing this or something.
Yeah.
But
El Chapo Racing.
El Chapo Racing.
El Chapo Burnouts.
Is this racing?
No.
No, it's not a race. Well, are you out there like a certain amount of time? Like, you got 30 seconds? There's like freestyle with the monster trucks?
No, you do have a certain amount of time to do your thing, and you got to try to pretty much burn the tires completely to the ground is what.
I want
to
see one cut a backflip.
I don't think they can do that.
Make it do a backflip. It'd be kind of cool if you did.
That would, yeah. I mean, well, your gremlin could probably do a forward flip. Probably would. You got the car weighs 1,900 pounds and 1,700 of it are on the front axle.
The
do a nosedive.
I mean, there's no way. They haven't made enough roll bar padding and safety restraints and Hans devices for me to even want to attempt fire suits. Like, I would want two on.
I feel like fire would be a big deal in this event.
I feel like there's a lot of things. Whiplash.
Especially if you're in a gremlin
death.
Spinning around violently. Yeah, like broken necks.
I mean, I'm just...
No, I... It's...
Like, what do they call it? Like, what's the correct term?
Pro burnouts is what it's called.
You're either pro burnout or you aren't.
All right. So, could you imagine there's a guy's dating your daughter, and he says, what are you? I'm a professional burnout. I would cuss him out and tell him to get away from my daughter.
You something good.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't get it. Like, the kids are going to want to do this.
Yep.
Kids are going to want to do this, yes.
And I mean, I can see the fun in it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not being a fuddy-duddy all the way.
I don't feel like this is something like I could take seriously.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like them Pokemon movies.
You know,
I could take it seriously because
if
they
catch a buzz and go do some burnouts, that's one thing. But, like, oh,
in
we
your
got
driveway.
Event, got the big event coming up next month. Got to get the car ready.
And you're talking about being safe over there. And
we got burnout wars.
But we're going to drink and go do burnouts.
I mean, safe is a very, it's got a lot of room.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't see this. Imagine if they did this like an arena.
That'd be pretty cool. I think that's how they should do it. Like monster trucks.
The first two cars, and then it'd be like.
Problem is, everybody would die.
You know. Carbon monoxide poison's a thing. You know that.
Yeah, maybe an indoor event might not be.
And that's why we don't have the professor booking events. It sounded like a good idea.
I just looked it up, and the correct term for it is NSW Pro Burnout League.
Not safe for work.
The Pro Burnout League. Yeah. That sounds like, it's almost like the fantasy football team at the bar.
Yeah, that also could be called the Pro Burnout League.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's more of the Pro Deadbeat League, but you know what I'm saying. I don't get it.
I think we need to revise the terms of our Craigslist challenge.
You know, we're talking about doing a Craigslist challenge. And, you know, we love to compete, but we're on a budget. So we got to find a car to be the best burnout machine for less than $1,500, because we don't have a sponsor.
That's my gremlins out of it.
Does it have to come off Craigslist?
I'll give you Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. I feel like with our budget, that may be more appropriate.
I found a nice car.
Yeah, you found the nice car.
I found one on Craigslist, but it was all the way in, I think, Charlotte or Asheville or something like that.
I'll even give you North Carolina. I'll give you another state.
I went to North Carolina. I think that's where I went to. I didn't do local. I couldn't find nothing.
I'd say I don't even want to look at Georgia, because after you and I being there like this past weekend, there are not any cars in Georgia that fit our budget.
No.
Especially not in Alpharetta.
No. Nice cars, man. Like, I was driving a BMW M3, and like the whole time that we were driving through, I'm like, man, I wish this thing had tinted windows.
People are going to see me driving this thing. They're going to be thinking, oh, look at that poor lawn boy.
Yeah, really. Oh, that guy cuts my grass.
Is that the guy that lives under the bridge in the M3? I think it is.
I never thought that I would be driving a BMW M car and be like, oh, I feel so outclassed.
Pull up to a red light and the lady hands you a dollar. Get yourself something to eat, son.
Go get that thing washed, son.
Go get yourself something to
Bless
eat.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Is that a 98?
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know they still had those.
Oh.
I gave one of them to my pool boys one time.
To my pool boy?
I felt like a pool boy.
Oh, man. That's bad. That's bad, Professor.
But I do have my Craigslist challenge car.
So I'm telling you. I think it's going to be a good one, though, for the professional burnout league.
Okay. NSW.
I'm just going to try to find a Trans Am runs.
So now what the new thing is like, you know, I'm a semi-professional burnout racer.
I'm wondering what takes you from an amateur to
first, your last.
Yeah, where's that step at? Like, what's the Bush series of this? Are you in Mall
AutoZone.
Parking lot?
AutoZone.
Yeah, AutoZone parking lot in Taylor's on Wade Hampton, Friday at 9:30 p.m.
I started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
Now I'm at the Anderson Raceway.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's crazy though. Talking about putting one behind Charlotte Motor Speedway.
They are, and then one up at Bristol, and then one down at South Carolina Motorplex.
I think it'll be successful because, like, it will be a good exhibition thing, like after races and things like that. You know, every time that we do an event, we always have that, like, let your hair down event, like, yep. You know, every weekend. That would be a good thing for that.
I think it would be, too. And, like, you watch and see, I don't know, probably next spring or next fall up at Charlotte, once they get it done, you watch for, like, the auto fair or something, if they're not doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll be up there doing that. And, I mean, it will draw a crowd.
That's nuts. I'm just like... You ought to take the Murata out there and show them up.
Yeah, I was thinking about going like caveat on the perfect burnout car. Like, I already have it.
I own it.
Can I put $1,500 and get my car already have running?
Here, Kobe, finish my intake so I can get running for $1,500.
Get it running and buy 411 gear.
I'm joining the league.
I'm an armature.
I don't think my Falcon tires are gonna. I think they'd be pretty good for doing burnouts.
You don't want to mess up your pretty white letters.
I do have pretty white letters.
You do. Do you have Falcons? I had Mastercrafts.
Yeah, it's Mastercrafts. Yeah. Sorry. I was.
Dreaming.
I was dreaming big.
He's dreaming big.
Same thing.
Virtually the same thing. That's that would ever. I mean, you know.
I got one for you, Richard. Me and Rob were talking about this when right before we came here. We were eating dinner and talking about it. What's your take on tires? Are you a name brand tire guy?
Nope. I hate Goodyears. Absolutely detest them. I hate everything about them. I do like Michelins, but also like Cooper Cobras and stuff like that. I mean, I've never had anything but good luck with
You know, I've never had a bad tire.
Mm-mm. Necessarily. Yeah, except Goodyears.
They're all black and they roll around.
Yeah, they're blacking around. Guys, stay tuned. We got a Craigslist challenge you don't want to miss right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 1863 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And, of course, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to you psychos across the pond that I know you invented this stuff. What's going on in Melbourne, Australia?
Woot. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
You know, so we're talking about being a professional burnout driver. And we've been watching videos of this stuff. And this stuff's insane. It is mainly in Australia. But like I said, it's coming to the States now. And so we're going to be ahead of the curve here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour. But we don't have these big budgets. $1,500. You had to find the perfect burnout machine on Craigslist.
I couldn't find my Gremlin. I looked everywhere.
Kobe,
I looked.
What did you find? The perfect burnout machine.
I found once I saved it on here. Hold on one second. Right there. There it is. It is a 2001 Mustang GT convertible. Runs great. The convertible top don't work. It's ripped. The passenger window's broke. Seats are ripped. But runs great for $1,250, and it's a 5-speed, so you know you can pop the clutch and hammer down.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad deal.
No. <That's>... It ain't a bad-looking car, believe it or not.
That's a good one.
Look at it. It ain't a bad-looking car.
No. What is it? A VA Mustang? No,
it's a GT.
All right.
Huh.
It is a GT.
It's actually not that bad.
Yeah, nope. It's a winner.
Asheville.
But I won this one. Because my vehicle is pre-modified specifically for this purpose.
What did you find, Professor?
I found a 2006 Dodge Dakota 6-speed with V6. Everything works, even the AC. It's got a little damage to the side.
And a little damage. I just saw the picture of it. It looks like it was hit by a school bus at high speed.
I want to say it was a train.
It was hit by a train.
Your Dakota is shaped like a crescent moon.
Here's the thing. It is shaped like a crescent moon. And what are we talking about doing here? We're talking about spinning the sucker around.
It's built for that because it definitely won't go in a straight line anymore.
It's also not going to go left. But if I start out on the leftmost part of the track.
I didn't know.
I will dance right across.
I didn't know drive shafts were in a U.
It's a custom drive shaft.
He's going to have the only Dodge Dakota with a 4-piece drive shaft in it.
It is a beaut for only $1,500, and it'll do a right side burnout all day long.
That's a pretty good one. But you know, the thing, guys, I think I got you, and I'll tell you why. And no, it's not a C4 Corvette.
At 1500, even you can't.
Well, you can find them, but not running usually.
Not running.
But I think I got it.
All right.
I'm a classy guy.
Yeah.
And I like comfort.
Yeah.
But I like good burnouts.
Who doesn't?
So you want a great rear-wheel drive V8 powered car. Panther platform. But I mean, anybody go buy a cop car Crown Vic?
Yeah.
Don't want that. I'm classier than that. I've been in the back of a few cop cars. I ain't driving one. 2006 Lincoln Town Car.
For $1,500.
There's only one catch. It's only $1,400. 157,000 miles.
That's low.
Runs good. Nice paint. Driver's seat looks like maybe a baby tiger might have lived in it for a little while.
Or a murder.
But the rest of it looks presentable. It's got spares on the back. The aluminum wheels are gone.
They've already been thinking this through.
It's got donuts.
It's got donuts on the back already. and no reverse, which we don't need.
Nah, you're going to be spinning backwards.
Exactly. Mm. No reverse. So you talk about, I've got air suspension. I can get the hop going with this thing.
You know, if you could air that thing up, assuming that it works.
It's pumped up in the picture.
Pump that thing up all the way. You're going to be wheel hopping like a madman.
On the 13-inch.
On spares.
On donuts.
I could actually give rides in this. I can haul. I could kill six people at once.
Does it have four Hans devices in it?
Like mine, if it rains, everybody can still get a bath.
Exactly.
My top don't work.
Kobe's going to drill holes in his floorboard and let the water out.
Well, whoever rides in mine is going to have to sit on the left side.
Yeah, I wouldn't lean against those right side
pretty
doors.
Pretty sure those doors don't open anymore.
The train's
I'm pretty sure. In. I'm pretty sure whoever was sitting on the other side of those doors aren't with us anymore.
Oh, don't say that.
You heard of the Murder Nova? You got the Murder Dakota. Murder! I don't know. That's a hard one. Like Richard's is purpose-built. Mine's classy. And Kobe's is trashy. You know, it's got a hole in the top.
It's got no window.
And no windows.
But see, that way I can bail out a lot quicker.
No, that's a good way. It also can throw you out a lot quicker, too, though. That's another thing. You got to look at it both ways.
My seatbelt works.
Yeah, these things are slinging pretty violently.
We're going to have to let Patrick decide on this one.
Patrick?
A Mustang GT convertible.
Clapped out Mustang. Clapped out town car. Total Dakota. Class wins every time.
What? I'm with Patrick.
Patrick,
on this
the producer,
one.
Picked it.
Your car is also modified for this event already. Not quite with the dedication that mine was, but sounds like somebody put some thought into this.
I mean, I could get my town car slinging around and hit the side of a pole.
I will take the Dakota if you want, and I will T-bone you. Make it really good at this.
The only thing I do love about mine is a 5-speed, so you can dump.
That is the 5.
Well, your car is actually fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it does Mustang things, though, because so naturally you're going to go right to the wall every time.
More than likely.
So, you know what I mean. So that's one strike right there.
Kevin's just going to crash into the wall.
Done.
You're just going to see a crowd, a stand full of people that's going straight for that every time. You let that clutch out.
That's what Mustangs are known for. That's what we do.
That's what Mustangs do. You know, Mustang stuff. That's hilarious.
We run
actually.
Wild.
That they do. I tell you what, these guys are running wild with this Brown Circuit. It's been hilarious talking about this. But, I mean, like, I'm really kind of curious to see how it goes in the States.
I think it's going to go huge. You know how people in the United States just flock to crazy ideas of stuff and, like, the drifting.
Do you think it's going to be like the new bungee jumping?
I think it's going to be more like the, I don't know about bungee jumping. I would probably be zip lining or something.
I think it's going to be like dragging. Like mini truck dragon,
yeah.
Like it's something that people line the streets to see. Except in this case, it's not the streets.
And they'll be charging admission.
And hopefully, there will be barriers.
And you know, and that's the thing. You know, you got like the drifting that's just really it's took the United States by storm, and it started over.
And I'm with you.
And I think this is the next step to that.
And I never thought drifting in a million years would be.
I didn't either.
As it is now. I really don't. I didn't think that, but now it is.
Mm-hmm.
Until we were at Ponies and Smokies and I actually got to watch it, that's the first time I've ever actually seen drifting happen in my life that wasn't like on a public road and some kid in a 240.
Well, I mean, it's like when we go to SEMA every year, you know, we watch it. And, I mean, it's a big thing. It's a huge – I'm not downplaying
it's
drifting.
By any.
It is a true skill.
You know, I didn't even think about that. I'm almost surprised when we go to SEMA this year that there probably might be some there, too.
I've never seen the burnout thing, but you never know.
It's just
like
now
said,
getting over here.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, it's just now making its way. And because of the internets, we got to hear first.
Would that be not cool or what?
I don't know. The drifting thing's pretty wild in a parking lot. Can you imagine this, though?
This is just psychotic.
It is. It's insane is what it is. It's like insane. It's like insane, crazy, and burnouts together.
With monster motors.
Like everything your mother said not to do, all in one. Boom.
Boom.
It's just bad. I tell you what else is bad. We're out of time.
This was a fun show.
This was a fun show, guys. I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.